Dick Whelan in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast, sunny today and a high of 86 degrees. Racine County has a new finance director, Alexandra Tillman, who was introduced at last night's county board meeting by county executive Jonathan Delagrave.
It's often sometimes hard to find people who are really good at managing people but are also good at numbers. So Alex fits that mold. Again, I'm proud to present her before you. I not only confident, but I know she will do a good job for the county and bring a top-notch finance team for your services in the future.
Tillman did human resources work for Sendex Foods prior to becoming a county HR manager in January of this year.
I also have to say a special thank you to Karen Galbraith, the human resources director. She's been a phenomenal leader to me, and I've really enjoyed the time working in her department. I want to also thank my family and my husband for all their love and support along the way. And then finally to the finance department, really looking forward to jumping in as their leader.
Tillman replaces Margaret Hamers, who'd been the interim finance director following the May 2014 resignation of Dan Eastman. Tillman brings a master's in business administration to the job from Marquette University, and within the next 2 years, she'll be able to obtain her license as a certified public accountant. The Sturtevant Village Board, after a closed session Tuesday night, decided against selling S.C. Johnson 8-plus acres of land, which is the current yard waste site. The company reportedly made a couple of alternative offers to village officials, including an outright six-figure purchase price. The decision follows last week's move to drop the possible relocation of Willow Road's southern exit onto Highway 11, following the intense discussions with SCJ. A company official indicates the board decision on the yard waste site is both shocking and confusing based on previous discussions with village officials. Attorney General Brad Schimmel says some tweaks to the state's open records law may be acceptable.
There are some aspects that I do think the law could address, permitting people within an agency to exchange ideas before that becomes the final public document. But ultimately, that's going to be up to the legislature to decide how to craft that.
Officials at Wheaton College in Illinois say future health insurance plans will be dropped for students as of Friday to avoid mandated birth control coverage with the Affordable Care Act. The announcement by the Christian Liberal Arts College ends health coverage for roughly a quarter of the 3,000 undergraduate and graduate students. A school official told students during an information session that the school will provide hardship funding for some of them losing insurance while trying to protect itself from a lawsuit it currently has against the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. One of the Kenosha Unified officials attending a special training session surrounding an active shooter scenario in a school, Bradford in this instance, was Board of Education member Dan Wade, the city's former police chief, who fully supported the district embracing ALICE. WRJN News Director Tom Carco has details.
It stands for Alert, Lockdown, Inform, Counter, and Evacuate. Basically, it provides new training and options for such emergencies instead of just locking classrooms and keeping children inside. During last night's Kenosha School Board meeting, Superintendent Sue Savaglio-Jarvis explained a desire to implement ALICE at all the schools over the next year or so. Another two-day training scenario will be taking place next month for some additional KUSD staffers. I'm Tom Carco, AM 1400, WRJN News.
There will not be a state investigation into a failed thrill ride at the Mount Olympus Water and Theme Park in Wisconsin Dells. A Wisconsin Department of Safety and Professional Services official says they only look into accidents with people hurt or killed. The catapult ride at Mount Olympus was ordered removed from the park after a cord snapped just before two people were to launch earlier this month. Dick Whelan, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.